Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMania.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Imaginative, the world's biggest indigenous film festival, is showing 96 fantastic movies, including 27 world premieres, right now through the weekend in Toronto. Daytime screenings are free for students, seniors, or underemployed, and Native elders are available for counseling or smudging. Also on this weekend is Planet in Focus, showing docs with an environmental theme. Okay, so this week I'm looking at some very different movies. We've got container ships floating around the globe, a fighting hobo hitchhiking across America, and four teenagers in Greenland who begin their journey in a pile of dirt. Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, directed by Edward Zwick. Jack Reacher, played by Tom Cruise, is an itinerant army vet hitchhiking around America, carrying just a toothbrush and armed with only his fists. He's heading to D.C. to take a woman out to dinner. Major Susan Turner, played by Kobe Smulders, sits at Jack's old desk. She's an MP in the same division where he once worked. They've never actually met, but he likes her voice. She helped him solve a crime via telephone. But things change really fast in the Army. Now, Turner is in the brig charged with murder. A young woman named Sam says she's his daughter, and a professional hitman, played by Patrick Heusinger, is trying to murder him. He doesn't know why any of this is happening. So he decides to tackle all his problems all at once, all together. He helps Turner escape from prison. She's smart but stern, with straight black hair pulled back. She wants to find out who's behind the case she's investigating about the unexplained deaths of two soldiers in Afghanistan. Clearly, there's some sort of conspiracy at work here. Sam, the purported daughter, is a lot like Jack. She's anti-authority, given to petty crime, yet analytic in nature. And she can think on her feet, solving problems on the fly. But he has no recollection of ever meeting her mother. So the three of them form a makeshift family as they chase and are chased by armed killers. But which of them will survive the ultimate showdown? Okay, this is a good action thriller, the latest in a series based on Lee Child's novels. It has a complex plot, salted with lots of chases, explosions, shootouts, and interesting characters, at least the good guys. The villains are robotic, dull killers, dangerous but unsympathetic. To watch a movie like this, you have to accept Reacher's caveman-like brutality. Protect the good, kill the bad, and any neutral gets in your way, maim them. So Jack relies on intimidation for most of his power. And the big problem is Tom Cruise can't do intimidating. He's too nice. Other thing is, the movie has extreme violence, so if you can't take that, stay away, but I'm okay with it. And I actually enjoyed this movie. Freightened, The Real Price of Shipping, directed by Dennis Delastrack. That's Freightened, not Frightened. So you know that cool H&M t-shirt you just bought on sale for $3? It says Made in Bangladesh on it. It's actually been around the world a few times. Buttons from Vietnam, plastic from Europe, American cotton, Indian dye, and it travels in these uniform containers aboard one of the 60,000 ships plying the seas. This documentary looks at the underside of the shipping industry and the hidden environmental damage it inflicts in exchange for the low prices we all enjoy. For example, the stinky sodium oxide belched from a single ship is equivalent to, get this, 50 million cars, because they don't have the restrictions that cars in cities have. And the ballast water, the ship takes on water in one ocean and then it dumps them in another. It's the leading cause of invasive species, displaced plants and animals that kill off the native sea life. And flying flags of convenience, the ship owners are rarely fined for their frequent accounts and spills, and international environmental organizations basically ignore shipping altogether. So this is an information-packed documentary with lots of stuff I didn't know before, and it alters between talking head experts and really, well, to me, beautiful Bertinsky-like vistas with the mammoth container ships in port and at sea. Interesting. Tikek, Kitterlek, Mikkelerak, Ekkokkok, which means forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. And please excuse my Inuk pronunciation. It's directed by Uyamek Fleischer. Four teenage boys live in Sisimiut in western Greenland. Their mission? To be the coolest crew in town. They excel at skating, biking, playing cards, and goofing off to imported pop music. In the community center, they rule. But then, a stranger shows up from Nuuk who says he'll show them things they've never seen before and reveal secrets they've never heard. So they follow him to a pile of dirt with a tiny wooden door in it. And when they go inside, it's an enormous world, exactly like the one they came from, but somehow different. Next, they're sent on a journey in the mountains to find a white box with a tupilak, that means a monster totem, lying on top. Inside, there's a message written in the old language telling them what to do. So it's up to them to find love, honesty, and politeness in this coming-of-age story. Okay, so Fingers, for short. The Fingers is a goofy comedy adventure about preserving traditional culture in modern Inuit Greenland. It's also the first feature ever coming out of Greenland. Period. It's made on a micro budget with a DIY feel. That means like no costumes. The props are things like plastic bags and a wooden bread box. Basically, it's four guys with a camera, a video camera. It's also, for me, this is my first exposure to indigenous culture from Greenland, and it's really good. Cheap, but good. It incorporates traditional storytelling and contemporary pop culture and all-around goofy humor. I like this one. Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. Tikek, Kitterlek, Mikkelerak, and Ekkokkok is playing today at 2 p.m. at Imaginative at the Tiff Bell Lightbox. Go to imaginative.org for details. And for Freightened, go to planetinfocus.org for details. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.